I hope you're having a very, very good Thanksgiving morning and that it's going to be a great day, that you'll be with family and friends. And for those who are not, you at least know that WJR is here. We're a part of your family, and we'll spend the day with you on this great radio station on this Thanksgiving. If you have nowhere to go or nobody coming over, well, we're here. And we're also spending time with you in the kitchen this morning for all the moms and dads and others who are getting the big dinner ready. And a couple of folks who help out so many people year-round are with us right now. Sarita Scott is Vice President of Programming for the Skillman Foundation. Sarita, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And Donald Rencher is President and CEO of Hudson Weber. Donald, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you too.
Let me just start off on the Skillman Foundation, because with the parade coming up shortly, you are going to be unveiling an inspiring float, as always, this time designed by a Detroit fifth grader as part of the foundation's 2025 float design contest. Can you tell us about it, Sarita?
I can. This is the 34th year that the Skillman Foundation has sponsored a parade, and the Thanksgiving Day parade sponsored a float. And every year, students between fourth and eighth grade are eligible. This year's theme was My Dream World, and the winner was Lyric Weathers. She's a fifth grader at Schultz Academy for Technology and Arts. And her design was just beautiful. Cultures are around the world, and she emphasized how every young person is the seed to the future.
What a wonderful thought. And this is coming from a fifth grader. And what an opportunity for these kids that Skillman Foundation has given them for the past 34 years to have their own dream, their own idea in their mind's eye that goes from their mind's eye and their imagination into a sketch and into a real-life float that they and their families will watch coming down the parade route. My Dream World. I mean, that's just such a wonderful opportunity, Sarita.
It's so exciting, Paul. And actually, Lyric will be riding on the float today, so it'll be wonderful.
Boy.
Look for her. I know. And we had five runner-ups, and their drawings will be the panels around the float. So it's really exciting for all of them.
That is exciting. Let me just see. I think I might even have the list. I do. The honorable mention winners. Now, we've got Lyric, the fifth grader, who has the winning float, but we have Austin Callahan from fifth grade, University Prep Art and Design Elementary School, Axel Coit, fifth grade at H. Wright Academy, Robin McKee, fifth grade at University Prep Art and Design Elementary. These are all honorable mentions. Malia Vang, 8th grade at Fisher Magnet Upper Academy, and Ava Wyatt, 6th grade at Spain Elementary Middle School. All of them and all of their teachers and guidance helpers and all are to be congratulated. You can get more information at theparade.org. Now, 34 years of doing this, has anyone ever gone back, Sarita, and checked on the students who did get their floats in the parade? Did they go on to become famous designers or anything like that?
Oh, it's such a lovely idea. We have not done that, but
I suggest you go back and find out.
No,
why
that
not?
Would be great. Well, we do see teachers multiple years, so that's been nice to connect with the teachers and hear from them what a great experience it is and how they look forward to it every year as well.
Well,
so it definitely has a lot of impact.
See, you can never say too much about teachers, so I'll just say real quick, Ms. Rachel Thice, Mr. Rashawn Rucker, Ms. Rachel Thice, there she is again, Mr. John Baker, and Ms. Amanda Coffey, the teachers that were involved with those honorees. And I don't know who the teacher was for the winner, for Lyric. I don't know if you have that information at the tip of your tongue, but I don't see it here in my paperwork. But be that as it may, thank you to the Skillman Foundation for all the good work you do all the time. And Donald Rencher, President and CEO of Hudson Weber, for people who were wondering, yes, it's that Hudson. It's the Hudson we all grew up with from that building that has gotten new life from Dan Gilbert. Yep. So tell me about the Hudson Weber Foundation and your involvement with the parade.
So, yes, the Hudson Weber Foundation, of course, is stemmed from the old Hudson retail store. But not only was Joe Hudson, but his family have always been civically minded and always had a passion for the city of Detroit. And so what's essentially created the ultimately the Hudson Weber Foundation. And so our work focuses on the city of Detroit, trying to improve the quality of life for Detroit residents. And we have a specific neighborhood lens in which we do that. And we focus on four pillars: arts and culture, built environment, community economic development, and safe and just communities. And so it's just a pleasure to serve our Detroit residents in this great city every day, and then also be a part of the Thanksgiving parade. And so not only is the historic tribute to the old Hudson building, which I know a lot of my family members, my uncles and aunts and my dad and my grandparents had fond memories of, but they were instrumental in starting the actual Hudson parade. And so it's going to be a really special time that we're celebrating the 100th year next year. But there's going to be, we're paying tribute to some of those old floats and paying homage to that history. So we're excited about it.
Well, so much to be excited about. And Joe Hudson and for generations, the J.L. Hudson's building was synonymous with the holiday spirit, with fashion in Detroit. The Hudson Weber Foundation invests in the success of community initiatives across the four mission areas and has contributed more than $200 million in grants to Detroit nonprofit organizations. You just recently announced $2.25 million in grants to Detroit Art Support and $1.65 million in community grants. So it's astonishing the long reach and history of the Hudson family, and we see it every day now in the Hudson Weber Foundation, and we'll look for your float coming down the street.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's gonna be a great day.
It is a great day indeed. I hope you both enjoy it very much and understand the pleasure and everything that you and your organizations that you both represent bring to this parade today, but bring to Detroit every day. Sarita Scott, Vice President Programming of the Skillman Foundation, thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Paul. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You do the same. And Donald Rencher, President and CEO of Hudson Weber, the same to you. Thank you so much and happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays indeed. As we continue this Thanksgiving morning, 2025, Paul W. Smith, Mike Parsons, the team here from Focus with you in the morning once again from 6 till 9 right here on WJR.